What are we going to do with you? You know, always I talk about always about the same thing. Yeah? getting into samadhi, yeah? And then once the mind is calm, yeah, doing investigation of the body. Yeah? The body is the big obstacle. Yeah? That's what we think we are. But let me remind people, of the prerequisites. I haven't talked about it for a while. The prerequisites, to practice is generosity, respect, gratitude. If you don't have enough, you don't even get to start to practice. People don't come in or are not interested, in practice. But if you start to practice, generosity, what is generosity? It's not only, giving money or material things. It's giving one's time, it's giving one's hand, it's helping others, who are in need, helping others. That is generosity. And if you don't have enough of, generosity or respect or gratitude, generosity, is a pre-step, for dealing with difficulties in our meditation. In our meditation, we have the difficulties, to let go of our views and of our opinions that are much, much closer to us than our material things. That's, if you haven't developed generosity to a certain respect, we will get stuck in samadhi. It's the same thing with respect. If you don't respect the Buddha Dhamma, then we have problems. If you don't respect other people, we will have problems in our practice. We constantly clash, with other people. Sometimes, very slightly, sometimes more harshly. That is a problem that we have to face up. Respect, respecting the Dhamma, respecting the Buddha Dhamma, respecting other people, it is a prerequisite. If you cannot respect, and some people don't respect themselves, that is also a problem. they don't find any value within themselves, I'm so low and so low. That is also a conceit, that is also a wrong view. Respecting other people, and that does not mean that we have to respect what they are doing. I think there's a sutta, Alex, you can correct me, I'm not so fond of it, but the Lord Buddha talked about it one time, no matter if you can't find anything in a person, at least, we can respect the person that he is a person. Wasn't it like that, yeah? We have to find, does he have a good side? If he has a good side, we can respect it, if he doesn't, even if he doesn't have a good side, we can respect him as a being. Because there is a being, even if he's born as a human being, he must have had some good in him. Yeah? When we are born here as a human being, we have good, we have a good side of our heart and we have a bad side of our heart. Yeah? Everyone is the same. Yeah? So, some people are more good, and other people are more evil. Yeah, but they are still people. Yeah, they are still human beings. And this respect is not only for human beings, it's also for devas, it's also for ghosts, it's also for animals, there are beings, they are caught up in the same realm that we are caught up, what is called samsara. Huh? They made a wrong judgment in their life and they ended up as animals. Or they made a wrong judgment and they ended up in hell. But hell is not forever, sooner or later they will come back, yeah? And maybe they did something very, very good, What was it? Lumpu Sao, sometimes tough, But he didn't talk very much, yeah? He saw, the visitors who come to his temple, and then he taught them, keep the sila, and know that you're kama, yeah? And, look at these dogs, some of these dogs might have much better kama than you have, yeah? Yeah? They are just caught up, by some wrongdoing, ended up as dogs. But when they come back as human beings, they have lots of good kama, yeah? So, don't disrespect people. That doesn't mean, I want to emphasize it, that doesn't mean that we we have to say whatever they do is good. No. I mean, we don't have to respect their bad deeds, you know, we don't have to value their bad deeds. We don't respect them because we value this or devalue that, yeah? We respect them because they are beings, you know, caught up in the same cycle of birth and death or, you know, in samsara, yeah? That's why we respect them, yeah? And the other one is gratitude, yeah? Being grateful for what is given to us. Being grateful, you know, for instance, being grateful for the opportunity to be able to stay here in this monastery. Being supported by all these people who come in the morning and give us food. Yeah? Being grateful for a place to stay. Being grateful for, you know, the opportunities, you know, that is given in this monastery. Yeah? Maybe the teaching, yeah. Being grateful, you know, for the opportunity to be able to practice without any big interruption, yeah. But we cannot in the West, you know. I mean, I was raised in the West, you know. I mean, gratefulness is not one of our priorities, yeah. If somebody gives us something, you know, we might be grateful for a moment, but we forget it later because our needs, what we want, what we desire, you know, I mean, really blurs this gratefulness. Huh? I remember also the story, I mean, Alison, correct me, I mean, I have a very bad memory. But, you know, I think it was Sariputta, who was grateful that somebody, you know, for years on end, you know, that somebody gave him some food. Yeah? And that was a long time ago. Yeah? Gratefulness, yeah, I mean, makes our life, all these three things, yeah, generosity makes our life, our heart light and happy, yeah, respect makes our heart light and happy, yeah, and gratitude, yeah, being grateful for the opportunity given to us, yeah, not demanding this and not demanding that, yeah. This is normally, you know, what I experience very much, you know, from Westerners, you know, I mean, come here demanding this and demanding that, not happy with this, huh? How this should be, you know, I mean, why should I do this or why should I do that, you know, I mean, very often, you know, I mean, it really makes me tired, you know, and makes me sometimes, you know, not wanting, you know, to be bothered by all this, you know, and going off for myself, you know, and just, yeah, stay away from all these people. Yeah? That's where I find happiness. When I went to Dong, you know, I was always alone by myself, you know, that's where I find happiness. But yeah, I took on the burden, you know, I mean, to look after this monastery, to create a place for people who are interested in the Dhamma, who are interested in practice, yeah. But I don't get my pay. People are disrespectful, people are ungrateful, yeah. It's a prerequisite, you know, including, you know, I mean, especially when we talk about samadhi, including the keeping the five precepts, yeah, or keeping, you know, when we are in the monastery, keeping the eight precepts. We get stuck, sooner or later we get stuck if we don't have developed enough of it, yeah. And then what we do as Westerners, huh? We go to another place, yeah? And then we get stuck there. And then we go to another place and we get stuck there. Because we are not willing, you know, not willing to work on these, yeah? Not willing to work on generosity, respect and gratitude. Yeah? No, we are, I am, yeah? I am coming from here, I am coming from here. I studied this, I studied that, I've done this, I that. And my opinion of the Buddha Sasana is like this, you know, and this should be like this and this should be like that, yeah? Let me tell you, you know, in the end, you know, there's a stage in our practice, you know, where we have to let go of all these things. Yeah? Where we have to let go of our views and opinions, you know, that obstruct our clear view of how the things are. And even there's a stage, you know, where we cannot pass through if we burden ourselves with lots of knowledge. We have to give up this knowledge in order to pass through these through these states, yeah. I mean, I remember, you know, when Lungta Mahabua said, Lungta Mahabua studied Pali, I think, until he was a Maha, yeah. And then he came to see Lumpu Man. And then what did Lumpu Man Tell him, yeah, you sit here and you forgot everything that you have studied. You just do your practice. You just do your Buddha practice, you know, or you do your investigation. Yeah? You do your samadhi and you do investigation, but forget whatever you have studied. Yeah? You can take it when you're finished, you can take it up again, because the memory of it, it is not gone. And when we see, you know, sometimes in his talks, you know, I mean, he used the memory of his studies. Yeah, he knew a lot, you know, he knew a lot about the Buddha's teaching. So remember this, yeah, please, yeah. And take my words, you know, and take it as a advice, you know. I mean, generosity, respect, and gratitude. Yeah, I mean, it's lacking, yeah. And that's why we get stuck. I've seen, yeah, what happens, you know, people, yeah. I've seen so many Western people in my 28 years, you know, Western people who are so eager to become monks, you know. And after 4 years, you know, I mean, they get stuck, you know. And what do? They look for another monastery, you know, and then they get stuck there, you know. And then in the end, they disrobe, yeah, because there is not enough substance, yeah. They don't know why they get stuck, or they won't listen to, yeah. They don't want to listen to the teacher, you know. They always have their own ideas how to practice, yeah, or what is important and what is not important, yeah. Okay, take this advice, yeah, please, yeah. If you have any questions, you know, I mean, then you can ask them now, yeah. Julia from Russia doesn't have any questions, or? No? Yeah, I mean, use the time. I mean, you are here only for 3 days, you know. That is not really enough to get down into samadhi unless you have practiced it before. Yeah? Use it, you know. I mean, really, really ramp it up. Yeah? 1 hour walking, 1 hour sitting, or 2 hours walking and 1 hour sitting, whatever you like. But, you know, I mean, do at least 10 to 12 hours a day, yeah? And get the mind calm to see, you know, to see the quality, you know, of the mind when it is calm, yeah. To see the value of it, yeah. That is, you know, the value of samadhi, you know, I mean, it is that place, you know, it is the safe house, yeah, where we can rest and where we are not bothered by the kilesa. When we come out of the safe house, you know, the kilesas constantly bothers. I want this, you know, I'm not happy about this, you know, I need to fix this, I need to fix So, okay. If there are no questions, then read the question.
What is Karnika Samadhi, Upachara Samadhi, or Apana Samadhi?
Upachara Samadhi is where the mind is at rest, where there are no more thoughts. Yeah. In the beginning of Upachara Samadhi, you know, there might be once in a while a thought or memory popping up. But when we go deeper into Upachara Samadhi, there are no more thoughts and no more memories and association coming up. There is just the present moment, yeah, and we feel safe. Yeah? That is the most important thing. Karnika Samadhi is it's a momentary entering into deep samadhi and then coming out and normally ending up in Upachara Samadhi. Lumpu Man talked about very often because he went into Karnika Samadhi very often and then it just ended up in Upachara Samadhi. But sometimes he went into Apana Samadhi. I mean, when the devas came visiting him, you know, I mean, he didn't realize that the devas are waiting there. When he came out of Samadhi, out of Apana Samadhi, then he saw the devas there. Anyway, and Apana Samadhi is the state of, it's a preview of Nibbana where it's called one-pointedness, you know, where subject and object merges into one point, and this cannot be explained in our language, in a dualistic language, you know. I mean, what happens, you know, how can we explain something? We know subject and object, you know, and if subject and object merges, yeah, we can call it eternity, we can call it the clear knowingness. I mean, Lungta described it like that, the clear knowingness that doesn't have any objects of knowing. And if she listened to the talk, I mean, I had a talk, you know, a week ago with somebody, you know, who asked a question about Nibbana.
And how do the jhanas fit within, alongside these stages of concentration?
I'm not talking about that.
What does practice of kamatana mean, and how does What? Appropriate while listening to well, one does, and how does one apply it while listening to a desana?
Kamatana means the basis of practice, yeah. And kamatana means also the object, you know, the object that we take for our practice, be it, you know, be it one of the body parts, or be it the body, you know, or be it other things, or in our case for samadhi, is it the Buddha or is it the breath? That is it. Kamatana. And how does it work?
How does one apply it while listening to a Dhamma talk?
When we listen to the Dhamma talk, we listen to the voice of the talk within our heart, yeah? And we don't go out thinking about what you said. Yeah? What you said.
Yeah. Besides killing parents, arhats, creating a schism, and spilling the blood of a Buddha, are there other actions that also make one irreversibly destined to a bad rebirth and that cut one off one's chance of entering the stream in this life?
It's kind of question that I cannot really answer. Yeah, I mean, killing a lot of people, you know, that really depends on the character. I mean, just killing one person can, you know, can destroy one's entering Sotapanna, you know, or Nibbana. Yeah, that depends on why you kill a person. If you kill a person out of hate or out of greed, yeah, I mean. You probably with this life you will not make it, yeah? To any. Yeah? But this is my guess. I don't know. Yeah, I mean certainly you know the five evil sins. You know, I mean this is preventing you at all. Yeah, I mean if you're a bhikkhu, you know, if you're a bhikkhu and go against the four parachikas, I mean you might not be able to enter also. Yeah. So that's. But you, yeah, I mean, why does he want to know? You know, keep the five precepts, you know, and that's it, yeah. What you have done in the past, you know, I mean, I hope it is not too heavy on you. Because when you practice, you know, these things will come up in your practice and it might destroy your practice, yeah, and you might not be able, just because of the memory that the kilesas are bringing up about the bad deeds, yeah. There are some things, you know, you can deal with it, you know, when there are bad deeds are coming up from your past, you know, I mean, you can ask for forgiveness, yeah, until it not coming up, you know, not coming up again, you know, or whatever, yeah. If it is coming up still, it's coming up, you know, I mean, it prevents you from going into samadhi and it prevents you from doing investigation.
Next. When I last came to your monastery, I did a psychosis, and to me it looked really like a breakthrough. I progressed so much since this psychosis. I'm happier. I have more equanimity, more wisdom, more sati, more concentration, and more metta. Because it came out during meditation, could it be a deep kilesa that was stuck inside me, and when it finally came out, I could feel more free and happier?
What is a psychosis? Can anybody explain that to me? I mean, I know psychosis in a normal worldly sense, but he has a psychosis?
Yeah, they were here and this word is the spaghetti rumgeschmissen hat in so. Es war etwa vor 4 Jahren.
War das der Kanadier, der dann in die Klapse gegangen ist? I mean, of course, you know, I mean, not because of this, you know, but maybe some of the fetters broke, you know, that made it easier for him, but I cannot say that, yeah. I really cannot answer that, yeah. I mean, I don't know what kind of experience he had. But, you know, of course, you know, if some of the fetters are broken, you know, you feel lighter and it is easier to get into samadhi, yeah. No question.
Okay, second question. I feel that it's hard for me to give compliments to others. I was wondering if because of that I better avoid giving compliments, or should I still give some when people feel depressed or have a lack of self-confidence? Because my feeling has always been that compliments inflate my ego, so should I avoid giving compliments because I should not inflate others' egos?
I mean, compliments, you know, I mean, have metta and compassion and, you know, empathy for them, yeah? I mean, what you're complimenting. If you're complimenting worldly things, I wouldn't do it. But if you compliment, you know, spiritual things, I would do it. Yeah. I mean, we have to, you know, I mean, if somebody says, you're, you know, I mean, the way you, the practice is good, you know, continue with this, you know, I mean, yeah, yeah, I mean, it spurs on your practice. Right? Okay?
Why are the monks mostly of foreign descent here?
I don't know, you have to ask the monks. Probably because of the language, yeah? I mean, if it is a Thai, you know, he certainly, you know, looks for a Thai teacher, yeah? And if he's a foreigner, you know, in the beginning, you know, until he learns some Thai, yeah? I mean, he's probably drawn, you know, drawn to the English language, yeah? Well, what do you say? You know, ask the monks, you know?
Yeah, because we don't speak Thai.
Yeah, because most of people don't speak Thai and they want to learn about the Dhamma or they have questions about the practice and, you know, they want to be answered, yeah. I mean, the Lord Buddha said one thing, you know, I mean, the Dhamma has to be taught in our native language, yeah. And then it is the most helpful. Yeah. So for the Germans, es muss es in Deutsch gelehrt werden, yeah. Weil die deutsche Sprache ist sehr genau, sehr präzise, ja. Und deswegen mögen die Deutschen lieber die englische Übersetzung, weil die ist so ein bisschen schwammig. Ich sage nicht alle. Wenn immer ich generalisiere, dann heißt das nicht alle, aber sehr viele.
Die meisten Leute, die ich kenne, finden es total weird, dass ich das auf Deutsch lese.
Ja, das finden sie, ja. Weil es so einfach, weil es so klar ist. Und da kann man nicht rumdeuteln. Relativ wenig. Okay, yeah. So.
What kind of meditation is useful for a person whose mind is constantly occupied by thoughts?
Buddha. Buddha, 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 Buddha. Yeah? Yeah. No stopping, yeah? You have many Buddha, 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 Buddha. Oh, my son, my son, my son, my son. Not interested, not interested, not interested, not interested, not interested. Yeah. I mean, he can use all sorts of things, yeah. But that is counteracting thoughts, yeah? Because Buddha is a thought, you know, if you have the thought of Buddha, you cannot think anything else, yeah? Okay? So? I think short session, yeah? I mean, it's cold, we want to go back with our hat on and our blanket over. But you're not doing some chongkong? Actually, you know, for some people it is not cold, you know, it's warm, yeah?
Lumpong also say
that the
heart has only one language.
Yes.
So when we have got all these other different languages, then
it was causing so much confusion,
no?
Yes. But if, yeah, I mean, Lumpung Man said that, yeah? I mean, that animals and all beings have one language, it's the language of the heart. But who is talking, who is speaking the language of the heart? If we speak the language of the heart, that's what we learn when we try to listen to a desana. Yeah? If this desana comes from the heart, yeah, then we can listen to the language of the heart and we don't have to think about it because it goes directly in and it bypasses our brain. Yeah? We might not even remember what we heard, yeah, because we were so occupied, you know, with listening with our heart. But after a while, you know, maybe after months or maybe after years, you know, I mean, this advice, you know, that he was giving in the talk pops up, you know, and I say, where did it come from? Yeah, it came from listening with the heart, yeah. The language of the heart, yes. But, yeah, I mean, the Lord Buddha said, you know, the sasana, the teachings have to be taught in your own language that you understand it better, yeah. Of course, yeah. If you can speak the language of the heart, you know, then there's no need for anything else, yeah. But you can do that? Can you listen? See.
Try.
Yeah. And the best way to learn it is really to listen to Dhammadesanas, even if they are foreign language, you know, even if they are Thai, you know. I mean, you do understand some of it. I mean, that's how I learned Thai. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know Thai, you know, I listening to talks of Lungta Mahabo, you know, and I mean, I didn't understand the language, you know, but I knew what he was talking about. Very strange, huh? And then when I understood a little bit of Thai, you know, I mean, I asked, after a talk, I asked the monks, well, what did he talk about it, you know, because I wanted to know what other people received. And everybody, you know, talked about something differently, you know.
I'm too old to learn the language because I can't remember. But
yeah.
Like most of the time in the morning when you talk to the Thai people,
yeah.
I sometimes knew what you were talking about.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, that is. Yeah. And learn it, you know, the more you listen. Yeah? I mean, there's nothing wrong with just listening to desana. Yeah? I mean, one can listen. I've been sometimes, you know, I listen for hours, you know, even after the same talk. I just repeated the same talk over, of course, three or four times, you know. And, you know, I mean, it really doesn't matter, yeah? Because it's the language from the heart to the heart. And there you understand instantly, you know, if somebody talks from the scriptures or if he talks from his heart, yeah? Because when you talk from the scriptures, you get confused, yeah? When he talks from the heart, you know, it is fine, you know. I mean, you can listen for hours even if he repeats the same thing. Okay? And then we close the session, yeah? I mean, be so kind and heed my advice, yeah? It is for your own, yeah? I mean, I do it for you, you know? I mean, I don't have anything, yeah? I mean, I don't get anything paid, yeah? It is a lot of trouble for me, yeah? It's a lot of trouble for me, you know? I mean, to looking after this monastery, it's a lot of trouble for me, you know, to look after you, know, and answer all your questions, you know, and guide you in the right direction. At least I try to guide you in the right direction, yeah. I don't know if I can guide you in the right direction, you know. I mean, that is up to you to decide, yeah. Okay. Then let's finish it, yeah, if you don't have questions.